This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
100-662-HELP, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet, streaming online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And don't forget, everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, whatever it is you're doing, wherever it is that you're doing it at, thank you very much for the great job you're doing keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, our website, go over there, check it out, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, before I go to Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast, there is a major wreck, ladies and gentlemen, in my backyard here in Tampa Bay at the I-75 northbound Fowler exit, where a car has gone underneath the back end of a large truck. That's all I know so far. The interstate is closed northbound at that direction. A big backup has already started to ensue. Bayflight is apparently being called in. This is a serious wreck, so avoid I-75 northbound at the Fowler exit. Get off before that, otherwise you're going to be caught in a big mess. All right. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is with us. Here I go. Underground USA podcast, and used to be your New Media Journal. You threw it all together, and now you got the Underground New Media podcast. Hey, I just thought of that one. All right, let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
That accent doesn't sound good.
All right, let's get going here with the pledge. You ready? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God. Our country has a great foundation as Judeo-Christianity founded this country.
Well, Frank, there's something interesting going on in Adam Schiff's, Shifty Schiff's backyard. He may have a very credible challenger in the not-too-distant future, and it's Dr. Drew from TV fame.
Well, let's see how that one plays out. I'm not a big fan of reality show TV people getting into politics.
I'm not either, but at least it's a start.
We'll see what happens. Where Schiff is, we look at Adam Schiff and we roll our eyes. The people that elect him to office think he's a champion.
Mm-hmm.
So the culture out there, any challenger is good, but the culture in California, if you're not in some points of San Diego and Orange County, it's like a foreign land.
Yeah.
I hope he runs. I hope he beats him, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
And I saw the interview with Laura Ingraham, and he said that he didn't even know who his congressman was. And when he found out it was Adam Schiff, then he said, that's it. He couldn't be quiet anymore.
No, that bothers me right there. If you're somebody who's influential and you don't know who your congressman is, that means you're not aware. And if you're not aware, there's an issue.
Nope, because he said he hadn't even been paying attention to politics until he found out about Adam Schiff. Now, let's talk about Nancy Pelosi, because there's another one that's for the rule books here. Now, she finally says that she's going to send the impeachment documents over to the Senate.
Well, and that's only after there was a threat that after 25 days they were just going to acquit. So obviously her hand has been called. Her bluff has been called. What she wanted to do was to be able to say this guy's impeached until all the way through the election cycle and until after the votes were cast. And that she pretty much said that to George Stephanopoulos on ABC when she said, and don't forget, this guy's impeached and nothing can ever change that. that's the mantra they're going to keep thumping until the second they pivot to 2020. So.
Well, wait till you hear this one. An email, and this is a Breitbart reporting this, an email has now surfaced that proves a disgraced ex-FBI director, James Comey, personally approved an FBI effort to have the wild and unsubstantiated Golden Showers claim about President Trump included in material to be used for the FISA warrant. And this came from Andrew McCabe's email. And this is unbelievable because now you've got the lying again of what's going on. You've got Comey lying about, oh, I didn't know anything. And then you got McCabe saying the same thing. Both of them lied. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but they got him.
Well, I would like to see some action taken against these people. I would like to see agents going in and putting irons on their wrists and taking them out. This is nothing short, besides the politicizing of the FBI and then the politicizing of the Justice Department, this is nothing short of a soft coup against a sitting president. This is a big deal. If the powers that be in the swamp are just going to allow this to happen, and like with McCabe, he lied to a federal agent and he gets to apologize and walks away, then we've got a two-tier justice system here where it's okay for some people to violate the law and other people have to go to jail. This is insane. These people need to be called and need to be held accountable for what they did.
I don't disagree with you, and we know what they did to Lieutenant General Mike Flynn and what they're still trying to do, and we'll see where that goes. Now, hold that thought, because when we come back, I'll go back to where I was going with that one. But we're also going to talk about little old AOC. Little old AOC, very quietly, has amassed a fairly large sum of money in the millions, and she's using it to go against Democratic incumbents that don't agree with her line of reasoning. Oh, boy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small, your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let's hammer out some happiness for you.
Florida Southern Roofing.
Apply online. FloridaSouthernRoofing.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you do. And hey, everybody, it's the Captain Matt Bruce from Moss Nissan. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. And you know, right now is a great time to pick up a certified pre-owned used car at any one of the Moss Nissan or Moss Acura locations. They've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 now to serve you because they've got over 350 certified pre-owned cars that come with Moss Care. And anybody can afford to buy a certified pre-owned vehicle right now from Moss Nissan or Moss Acura. Of course, you can go check them out. Of course, you can stop by the location at US 19 and 54 Newport Richey, also in Crystal River on US 19. Don't forget the Homosassa Springs Moss Wholesale to the Public Store, which is all certified pre-owned vehicles, and in North Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue at the Moss Nissan dealer that's there and the Moss Acura dealer that's there. They've got at least 350 certified pre-owned vehicles, and you can let Moss put you in a newer vehicle today, newer than what you have, or certainly something that will come with Moss Care. It'll come with tire rotations. It'll come with all sorts of things for you. And believe me when I tell you, some of the repairs that will be made by some of the best auto repair technicians in the business at the best auto repair facilities you'll find across Tampa Bay. And that includes you getting your own car worked on, whether you buy a vehicle there or not. Now, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more, because you serve, you save at Moss Nissan. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and you will get, if you tell them the captain sent you, you'll get a $500 savings on the vehicle you're buying right then and there. Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is back with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We got a question from Eric, our buddy in Seminole, the Marine dad, and he says, hello, everyone. Prediction, nothing of any consequence is going to happen to anyone that's been involved in the attempted coup d'etat. Nothing. Did the Department of Justice just come out affirming that there was no illegal or intentional activities within the Clinton Foundation? Well, as a matter of fact, yes, they did. But you had a qualification on that, and you tell us what that was.
Yeah, these are all investigations that were started before Durham was seated as a special prosecutor, and he's going to be able to delve into a lot of this stuff because it's all connected. But this just tells you why the entire upper echelon of the Justice Department needs to be decapitated, because even an eighth grader understands that when you say Clinton Foundation, you say pay to play.
Mm-hmm.
That it was connected in every single way to the way the swamp works in government in Washington, D.C.
You bet.
You know, so when you've got investigations coming out saying, no, they're fine, they're squeaky clean, everything's wonderful like this, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about the swamp. So the whole upper echelon needs to be decapitated from the Justice Department. Otherwise, you're going to keep getting politicized reports just like this, and justice will never be served for the elites in Washington.
Right, and the question asked was, didn't Durham just sign off on the completion? No, he did not. He did not. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's the Justice Department. Durham is separate. He's a special prosecutor. He's a special counsel.
Separate from that. All right, now let's talk just for a quick second here about the United States inviting North Korea to the table once again. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least they're going through the process.
No, you know, we're doing more than we did under the last president, that's for sure.
Yeah,
We're doing more than we've done under the last several presidents, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That said, you know, the kid over there has to keep doing what he's doing. Otherwise, the military is going to depose him. Mm-hmm. That's just the way that regime works over there. He needs to be a strong man. His people are oppressed. They're hungry. If there's an uprising, then they wipe out everybody over there, and China's not going to like that. They're just going to roll in because that's on their back door.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy needs the saber rattle. That's his MO. That's what he's going to keep doing until there's definitive change over there, and that's going to be up to the Chinese.
Now, it was a pretty rough weekend in Baltimore for the Democratic-controlled city there. 12 people killed and 5 wounded in one day.
Yeah, it sounds like they're jousting with Chicago.
Trying to get to be number one.
Yeah, trying to be number one. Both of these cities, as you pointed out, have been run by Democrat mayors and administrations for decades.
Yeah, and you got to remember, Baltimore, this is where they were told to stand down when they were burning the city down.
Yep. You know, this is not your father's Democrat Party anymore. Back in the 1960s and early 1970s, when Richard J. Daley was mayor in Chicago, if they would have tried that stuff, there would have been hell to pay for the people that were doing that. Today, you do it, and people say, "Hey, we don't want to hurt the self esteem of the angry people in the streets, so we'll just let them burn and loot."
Speaking of which, let's go back to AOC. She has amassed a $6 million war chest, and it's growing, and is using some of that money to help fellow Democratic socialist candidates run against incumbent Democrats. Now, she still hasn't paid her $250,000 Dem dues for the last 3 years. Does that mean the Democrats can throw her out of the party?
They could, but they won't. And when people say AOC has raised this, and AOC has done this, they need to change their verbiage. This is the Social Democrats. This is the Justice Democrats. This is a group of people that came together, and one of the big players in the Justice Democrats is this idiot who runs the Young Turks. They're the ones that put out the cattle call for an actress to play congressperson, and they're the ones that pull her strings and tell her what to say. They're the people that developed her policies and everything else. they're the ones who are helping her raise this money, because they declared back at their genesis that they were going to challenge vulnerable Democrats across the United States because the Democrats weren't progressive enough.
Right.
This is not, this is not a theory. This is not someone's opinion. This is what they said. There's a YouTube video out there that talks about the making of AOC that has them on camera saying this is exactly what we're going to do. So the Democrats won't expel her ever, because that would mean that they're the ones instigating the fissure in the far left part of their party, and it would hobble them into the future. But this is a moment in time when Democrats need to take their, they need to take their party back from these people. Because when you talk about AOC and the other people that the Justice Democrats want to put in, we're talking about full-blown socialists bordering on people who would love to see communism come back.
And I am talking to Frank Silvata, who's the host of the Underground USA podcast, not to forget about other things that I sometimes say that aren't in effect anymore, but Underground USA podcast can be found on Facebook. Now, let's talk about Iran, because the Iranian Shiite militias, more or less the Hezbollah group, again, still lobbing mortars and rockets at or into our military bases in Iraq. Now, yesterday, four Iraqi soldiers were hurt. We also saw the damage that was done to the Al-Assad air base in western Iraq and Al-Arbar province. There were some pretty substantial holes in the ground and some buildings that were just totally obliterated and destroyed, which tells me that General Milley, General Mark Milley, when he said that they were not trying to miss our troops but in fact hit them, he was absolutely right.
Right. And the question here is you've got Shiite militia over there, and their casualties are Iraqi soldiers.
Yeah.
Where's the outrage from the Iraqi government? There's not going to be any, because the Iraqi government is a puppet government from Tehran. So it's the country of Iraq, as far as a sovereign nation, is gone now. I mean, it's just gone. Iran owns Iraq at this point in time, and unless we get behind the Kurdish elements in the north and the Sunni Bay over there, it's going to be just an extension of Iran. Now, the question that we need to have is it worth it?
Yeah, very much so. And finally, Steve Bannon has told President Trump, he suggested that he give the State of the Union address after the impeachment trial. Why do you think that?
No, he'll be able to have the bully puppet after the impeachment trial to move beyond it in a very expeditious way. So Bannon's not wrong.
Blasted by Jesus out of Nancy, who'll be sitting behind him.
But absolutely, and he'll be able to call them on everything that they've done that he's just been acquitted for.
Okay, here comes the music. We will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay well, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, and he is the host of the Underground USA podcast. You can go to Facebook and find out more about that, or undergroundusa.com, I believe is the website. All righty, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Iranian military commander made a rare public appeal for forgiveness as security forces fired on protesters and outrage over the mistaken downing of a jetliner, which fired up opposition on the streets and stirred dissent within the government's conservative base. It was the second day of protests after the military acknowledged it had launched missiles that brought down a Ukraine International Airlines jet near the Iranian capital on Wednesday, killing all 176 people on board. On Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was asked if he thinks Iran will come to the table now.
Because Iran is being choked off, and Iran's going to have no other opportunity. There's no other way for them to get the money they need to fund the guard, to fund their regime, to fund their malign activities. And you're seeing protests now breaking out across Iran. We've seen it now for several months.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attack. Then Donald Trump ordered Soleimani killed. He was a combatant.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930 The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, I got a great idea for you to jump start your career and your paycheck, too. Check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as a maintenance tech. You will start out as an aviation maintenance tech, $50,000 to $60,000 a year. So check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, is here with us right now. Mr. Patrick Hyland, what'd you think of all them there sporting deals yesterday, huh?
Oh man, some great games yesterday, Captain. Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, I want to talk first of all. I don't care how excited you are, but I want to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, let me tell you why. It's the first time in history a team went from 20 points down and won a game by 20 points.
Yeah, crazy, wasn't it?
I mean, crazy. Understatement of the year.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe the way that went down. I had a feeling they could come back and make it a game. But, man, to come back and put it on them like that, because the bottom line was they got the touchdown, one block punt, one gimmick play. So it's not like, you know, they were killing them. And Andy Reid didn't panic. Give that man some credit. He's an excellent football coach, Captain. And Kansas City Chiefs now will be playing the Tennessee Titans next Sunday at 3:05. And let's give Tennessee some credit, man. They went up against the best team in football this year, the Baltimore Ravens, and beat them in their home park. And they beat the defending Super Bowl champions, New England Patriots, the week before that. So,
and where are they going? Where are they going next week? They're going to Kansas City, right?
Correct, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Tennessee will travel to KC, and they'll kick that off at 3:05, just like this past Sunday. And we're going to see what happens. I'm looking forward to a good game there. I'm curious if Tennessee can run the ball against the Chiefs like they've done the last 2 weeks. Derrick Henry's been playing fantastic the way he's been running the ball, and that offensive line's been, you know, the quarterback, Tannehill, you know, originally from the Miami Dolphins, he only has thrown for 160 yards, Captain, in 2 games. That's just unheard of in this era. I mean, that's talking 1970s football. So they're doing it, and they're doing it the old-fashioned way. So I'm curious to see how that's going to turn out, just like everybody else. And then, hey, the 49ers and Packers. Packers hang on to defeat the Seattle Seahawks last night in Lambeau Field, the frozen tundra. It was cold, boy. And Seahawks gave them a game, though. They hung in there. But this is what everybody's been looking forward to, the Packers and the 49ers. This is the game that everybody wants to see happen. And the 49ers took care of business Saturday against the Vikings with no problem. And that's what's happening in the world of pro football. The funny thing about it is, Captain, and this could be a rematch of the first Super Bowl. If the Packers can beat the 49ers, they're out in California.
Bill Walsh.
Chiefs take care of business. It will be the Packers and Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And that was the first Super Bowl ever of all time.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be pretty wild.
I also remember the Walsh era back there with Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah.
And then Steve Young. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 49ers, you know. Look, John Lynch is doing a good job there, doing a great job as a GM. And good guy. Couldn't happen to a better guy. Shanahan, following in his dad's footsteps, doing a great job coaching. So,
and they're developing a very young quarterback and a very young team. That means that they'll be around for a while.
Yeah, the 49ers absolutely have a lot
The same with the Kansas City Chiefs, the same with Tennessee, a lot of young players there.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Titans, now this is kind of interesting. You got the journeyman quarterback with the Titans versus the younger quarterback with the Chiefs, and you got the perennial all-pro first-round pick Aaron Rodgers with the Packers going up against pretty much a young quarterback. So this will be interesting.
It really will be. We'll see if Garoppolo for the 49ers is ready to get to the Super Bowl. That team has been coached very well this year. They've done what they've been asked. And, Aaron Rodgers isn't even young anymore. People don't realize he's 36 now. He's had one heck of a career. And I still think he has a few, years left in the tank. But we're going to find out to see if this is going to be his shot to get to the Super Bowl. That coach has been doing a great job, too, there in Green Bay. And it's funny, the coach that left last year, McCarthy, now he's with the Dallas Cowboys. So all these coaches are young, too, in this championship conference games, except for Andy Reid with the Chiefs. Obviously, he's been around. He was the Philadelphia Eagles head coach when Donovan McNabb and him went to the Super Bowl. And I know you know about Donovan McNabb because he attended the University of Syracuse. So
no, it's called Syracuse University, not the University of Syracuse University. It's a big difference. Because there's University College of Syracuse University, which is also part of Syracuse, but different.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that's where I went. That's where I went the first 2 years of my college days.
Oh, I got you. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and last but not least, Captain, tonight, big game. College championship, LSU against Clemson. Tigers against Tigers.
Who
LSU, baby, the Clemson Tigers. Come on now.
I know. And I was watching Dabo, and I was watching the LSU coach, and they were chatting back and forth, you know, talking to the reporters and all that stuff. Those two guys get along good. They like each other, so it's not a hate game or anything like that.
No. Coach O's a great guy. Everybody loves him. He's just a great story. How can you not like this guy? He cares about the kids. Dabo cares about the kids. I'm so happy they both made it, Captain, because that's what it's all about. It's college sport. We know it's big money now, but they try to keep it as surreal as possible.
Hey, we had a pro football coach named, or a new coach named for, who was it, the Browns? Yesterday?
They did officially name the Browns coach. Very good. Yeah.
And he was an assistant for who?
The Vikings.
Okay.
So, You know, unless they went with Josh McDaniels. But the rumor was that the Vikings OC, offensive coordinator, was going to be going to Cleveland.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So
that's where
we'll
he went.
See how he does. Well, you know, that's two coaches that, you know, we really don't know much about. Judge going to the Giants, and this gentleman from the Vikings, you know, going to Cleveland. That's
and who went to the Cowboys?
Mike McCarthy, former.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep. And we'll see what happens there because wasn't he? Let's see. He had a general manager above him, so he was just like the coach, and he could probably concentrate and really do a good job. I would think he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, McCarthy's a good coach. He's been studying film this past year because he knows his way of coaching the offense is outdated. You have to be more innovative. You just can't go 3 yards in a cloud of dust anymore, for lack of better terminology. So,
all right, well, tell us what it is you do and how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I'm in the insurance business, folks, who listen to this on Mondays and Fridays. My name is Patrick Hyland again, and you can get a hold of me at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Any concerns you have when it comes to insurances, I can be of assistance to you. Have another set of eyes, look at your documents, your paperwork, and make sure you have the right protection for yourself and your family, because it's so important. And I can be of help. I've helped out the captain. I've helped out his friends. I've helped out, you know, hundreds of military people, hundreds of civilians here in Hillsborough County and all across Florida. And I'm here to help. That's what I'm all about, is the captain.
You're helping me out tomorrow because you're buying me lunch at the Red Lobster.
Red Lobster, baby. Yes, sir. I can't buy you lunch, but we'll get you.
No. The little brochure I got says lunch.
Oh, maybe because you're already
It says lunch at the Red Lobster on 34th Street.
I'm glad. All right. I like it. So we got to be careful with Medicare listening, Cap. But anyway, I look forward to seeing you, and that'll be a lot of fun for all the people out there. You know, it's you can still take a look at what you have in Medicare. If you're not happy with what you have, you might be able to change it, and I can help you out with that. My name is Patrick Hyland again. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Captain, always a pleasure, always a lot of fun. You take care. God bless. And,
talk to you on Friday.
I'll see you soon.
All right, talk to you on Friday. And that's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. By the way, the major wreck on I-75 northbound Fowler exit, car went up under the back end of a semi, still there. But the interstate's got one lane open now, moving northbound. The interstate's moving northbound. One lane, but it's still backed up. I'd strongly suggest you choose another route. That's I-75.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Democrats seem to be siding with our enemy.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9 on AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast. And here we go for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. A little bit of patchy fog around. Probably will be a little bit on the water, I'm guessing. But be careful. And today it'll be partly sunny. Winds will start out of the southeast this morning at about 7 to 10. And then this afternoon turn around to the north at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, a little higher gusts in some areas. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. It will be a little bit less windy today than what it has been in the days earlier. The Gulf water temperature 69, the bay water temperature 68. We had our high tide at 2:32 a.m. this morning, and our low tide is coming at 10:27 a.m. And remember, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay always brings you the beach and boating forecast because the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa tell an amazing story. When they started with us 3 years ago, they had 10 ports and 100 boats. Today, in the Tampa Bay area, We are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. 430 boats, 28 ports. They're going to add another 200 boats this year, another 20 ports, and they're going to go over to 441 over there around Gaines. Well, actually, they're going to wind up in Gainesville. They're going to start out in Lake and Marion counties and they go up to Gainesville and add another 20 locations. Holy cow. Now, keep in mind that across the country, Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay is just part of a large conglomerate, 206 locations across the country, located all over the USA, now three in Canada on top of that, six in France, yep, France, Parlez-vous Francais, one in the United Kingdom, one in Australia. Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay, currently the largest group of franchises that they've got. Now, don't forget, right now, you'll get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus if you're active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your membership fee. Now, after you pay that, all you're going to get is a monthly bill. So, your membership will also give you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. And believe me when I tell you, it's well worth the price to join, because you no longer have any more headaches worrying about whether or not you're going to have gas in your boat or what you're going to have to do or clean it or shine it or whatever, because all you do is call up, make a reservation, pick the boat up, bring it back, hand them the keys, and walk away. Now, go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or go to the phone and call them at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. All right. Looking at the rest of the day here and what's going to happen today, it's kind of beginning to look like as if the Democrats are just... for lack of better words, it's beyond digging a hole. They are absolutely, with what we just heard about AOC and what's happening there, with the $6 million war chest that she's assembled and more money coming, with the fact that she's going to use that money to support candidates that are not in line with her way of thinking or her group's way of thinking, the Democratic Socialists. Now, this is amazing. This is just amazing stuff. And believe me when I tell you, it would be nice to be able to just say, well, this isn't true, and it's just a little game they're playing, and this, that, and the other, but it's not. Because AOC, who's raised millions, more than just about anybody in the House of Representatives, she's going to be on the national stage for a while. She made a splash with her unabashed left-wing views. Now, she's going to may or may not get reelected this time around because the people in her district are not happy because she hasn't brought home the bacon. And one of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee people called her a deadbeat for refusing to pay her dues. She owes $250,000 for the last 3 years in the Democratic Party. She's not paid her dues. And what she said was, for me personally, I'm not paying D-Trip dues, citing a myriad of reasons. One, I don't agree with the policy around blacklisting groups, which includes some of her candidates that she's supporting. So she's giving them money so they can run against the incumbents. Now, what's going to happen there? Who knows? Who knows? Because politics this year is just absolutely flat out nuts, to use just to use a standard phrase. It's just nuts. And the Democrats seem to be destroying their own party from within. They're tracking left. It's essentially creating a socialist camp, as is witnessed by AOC. And what they don't realize is the number of people that are leaving to join not only Trump, but to become independents, to get away from everybody. Those in their party that realize it are panicking. And they'll eventually have a base of hardcore leftists of about maybe, 30%. The shock will be when they realize how many actually voted for Trump in 2020. And most will be incapable of anything because Trump is evolving into a new brand of party using the GOP as his base. It's not a traditional Republican base that supports Donald Trump anymore, but just the apparatus to serve as a foundation. It consists predominantly of patriotic, ethical, responsible constitutionalists, Americans that love America, with a base of about 45%. Now, there are non-socialists, non-Trumpers that make up establishment Republicans and neocons, never-Trumpers and libertarians. That's about 12 to 15%. We'll see where that goes. And if you had to be a betting man right now and the election were held today, Donald Trump would win in a landslide. Will it stay that way? Well, it depends on you, folks. Depends on you and what you do over the next several months. You're going to get out there and work to elect this president and this slate of candidates is going to be out there? Or are you going to sit in your hands and do nothing and watch it be taken right away from you? Because the Democrats are out there every day on the streets, in the shopping centers, in the malls, in the churches, in the schools, signing up voters every day. Now, when I say in the schools, I don't mean in a classroom, but they're there. And Catwoman and Road Dog, thank you very much for the flowers. I appreciate it. Eric, appreciate all the great comments in the chat room. Jeff, I see you're going nuts in there, but that's Jeff. And Susie Q is just kind of sitting back watching all of this. It's kind of funny. We got a really good group in the chat room. And Amanda, thank you very much for chiming in today. We appreciate your comments about Iran. And I want to remind everybody that my buddies down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, well, they're not your average blinds and decor store, because all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they'll do something the big box stores won't do, and that is they'll offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and while you're at it, wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. It's probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all of the first responders and military get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All righty, let's see. Who was this that just chimed in? Hey, George, how you doing? George, Brother George is in there tonight. Appreciate you chiming in, George. And people were asking about you, saying hello when I saw the Harley shirts that some of the guys were wearing there. And it was Harley Ocala that I was seeing the shirts most of. So there you go. All righty. And Eric, appreciate that one, too. Bunch of yeah, you're right. Just vibrant and enthusiastic discussions and conversations between patriotic Americans. You're right. You're right, Eric. I'll give you that one. All right. Well, coming up, your local stations, local programming. A lot of stations will have Hugh Hewitt and Scott James is on up there in Valdosta. Mr. Mayor. The mayor has a radio show. Love it. Love it. I got to come up and visit him one of these times.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.